Now an update on the Mexican drug war, where the daily death toll is staggering. This past weekend, in the border city of Juarez, one death stood out. A Mexican federal police commander was ambushed and killed in daylight. He was part of a force that is Mexico's newest hope to fight the drug cartels and smugglers who traffic in weapons and human beings. The United States is now training that force, and NPR's Ted Robbins dropped in on a training session.
Nine men in black fatigues walk steadily forward, holding M4 rifles. Each time they're told there's danger in front of them, they fire.
Threat. Threat. Más rápido. Más rápido.
The threat is a target on the wall of a warehouse in Nogales, Arizona. The rifles are modified to shoot cartridges similar to paintballs. The students are Mexican federal police officers. The teachers are U.S. Border Patrol agents.
This is the stance. Your shoulders should also be squared off with your target.
This tactical urban training is new and necessary for the Mexican officers. Some fire rifles as though they're hunting deer.
But this is something totally different. This is close quarters marksmanship. You square off with the threat.
The threat from drug cartels is so serious, the U.S. instructors, their translators, and the Mexican trainees asked us not to use their names. One of the trainees, a 14-year veteran, says he's having trouble keeping up with the enemy.
La criminalidad en mi país ha crecido mucho.
The criminal element in my country has grown a lot, he says. They have more equipment, more training, more resources for attacking. Nogales is the first location for this training. There are plans to expand it along the border. Victor Manjares, the new chief of the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, says it's a critical step in securing both sides of the border.
If we can erase that boundary, and there's going to be a law enforcement consequence, either the United States or in Mexico, that's the best for both worlds, for the government of Mexico and the United States.
The Obama administration recently pledged $331 million to help. It wants to show the border is secure before attempting immigration reform. Mexican President Felipe Calderon desperately needs to restore order by quelling drug-related violence. The Mexican army sent up to the border region hasn't been able to stop it, possibly because it's notoriously corrupt. Erica Dahl-Bradeen of Catholic Relief Services has documented human rights abuses by the army and by local police extorting bribes.
The Mexican government has made strides, no question, in purging the various police forces of corrupt officers, but the drug cartels continue to have a very strong hold on Mexican police and military.
The hope is that the cross-border training will lessen that hold. The federal police are not military and they're not local. Officers are under the command of the Mexican Secretary of Public Safety, similar to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The Mexican trainees are carefully vetted, their backgrounds checked, and their activities monitored. Still, Tucson Border Patrol Chief Manjares admits it's a gamble.
To tell you it's going to be 100% no risk, that just simply would not be accurate.
You're saying for corruption.
For corruption, that's simply on that, because any law enforcement entity is at risk for corruption on that.
Including his own border patrol, Manjares says. Drug cartels can offer a lot of money for officers to look the other way or for information on where forces are deployed on either side of the border. But at least border patrol agents are paid a decent salary, $70,000 to start. Mexican federal police officers are paid between $14,000 and $24,000 a year, making them more vulnerable. So even though intelligence sharing is a key component of the cross-border cooperation, Victor Manjares says it's not yet likely to be high-level intelligence.
To some point, though, there's got to be a degree of trust.
Especially since they'll now be better trained, better equipped, and more deadly. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.